Buckle up. Hold on. She is here. Caller's update.
Thank you, nephew. Here we go, guys. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Scrappy's mom, you know, Mama D. Y'all remember
yes.
Mama D?
Yes, Mama D. Lord.
Yeah. And the Bam's mother-in-law, you know, Scrappy and Bam are married. Mama D got a grandmother makeover. Child, this woman had plastic surgery. She got the works. Mm-hmm. Lipo, tummy tuck.
What?
Yeah. Breast job. And Shirley, she got a new booty.
That's a lot of going on right there.
That's a lot going on.
That's a lot. Breast, booty, what else?
Yes, tummy tuck.
For that old ass dude.
Yeah, she's married to Ernest, right?
Ernest,
what it looks like, Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
What has Ernest done?
I don't know if they're
going to
stay together.
Because if she done all that, Ernest sure had to make some improvement. What has old ass Ernest done?
Well, you know, her and Ernest, they are not getting along. They are beefing, so I don't know if they're going to be together much longer. Things are not looking good for Mama D and Ernest. You stupid.
I don't know nobody named Ernest get along with him.
So anyway, that's that. Mama D got a new look, so go on, Mama D, with your bad self. Now, Kirk, you know, Rashida's husband, Kirk, you know, he messed up last season. Y'all know he had the affair, the mistress, and the baby from the affair. Well, anyway, Steve, this is your version of just ride it out, ride this lie out. So Kirk's daughter told her dad, she told her dad, Kirk, that he needs to get his wife back because Rashida, you know, she could be moving on. And this is what the daughter told the dad, because Rashida, she has this, you know, very nice clothing boutique, Shirley. We've been there.
Press,
yes. Mm-hmm. And so Rashida's trainer, he stopped by the boutique to help her out, to do some handiwork. And, you know, the trainer is cut, looking all good. Well, the daughter ran back and told the dad, hey, you need to fix this relationship, straighten it out with you and your wife so you can get back home because she might be moving on. So your boy Kirk, he just showed up to the house with a moving truck with a whole bunch of boxes. It was like, I'm back. Wait a minute.
But wait, he did have an outside child, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's out for a reason, Steve.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm listening to it. I've been following along. I don't get this.
You don't get what? Which part?
You let him back in.
I mean, well, I got it, dog. But, man, y'all out here making kids, dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Walgreens.
Yeah, right.
They open. They 24 hours.
Practicing safe sex behavior. Obviously not cheating from the get-go. But, yeah, like you said, Steve, making babies. So, anyway, this boy shows up. Shows up to the house with his boxes like he about to move back in. She's like, hold up. You know, how you gonna show up like that? And the kids were there or whatever. But anyway, Rashida, she loves her children and her family. She decided to let her husband, she said that's her best friend, and she misses him. So she let him move back into the house and different part of the house. Yep, so Kirk is back.
Where was this type of love when I was coming up?
What do you mean?
Messing up all the stuff I was out here doing.
What were you doing?
I ain't never had two women fight over me.
You have?
Hell no. Didn't know, but both of them ended up not wanting me. I don't.
You ain't the only one, Jimmy.
Dog, I can't believe this happened. You take his ass. No, you take his ass. He gets to move back in the house with the baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The baby's 2 years old. 2 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little boy.
There you go.
You understand this? Has this, anything?
No, I've never had two women fight over me. Neither has Thomas.
Listen, let's stop it. I have. Y'all two are ugly. So y'all don't get this. Okay?
Y'all don't get all of this.
People fighting over you. Y'all don't get that. I've had that. Y'all ugly. So y'all don't get to have that. Unless you got another ugly person fighting over you. You know, other than that, y'all not going to experience this. I hate it when two ugly men be talking to me because y'all so mean, man.
Somehow, you seem to think
I don't know where you're
that your strange looking ass is cute.
Let me tell you something. I ain't walked in your shoes. Your shoes is, you ugly. You and Junior is ugly people. And I refuse to say I have walked the way y'all walk. So, no, I'm not finna
do
it.
Let's just take a survey. Let's just take a quick survey.
Here we go. Come on, hurry up.
Let's start with Monica.
No.
Let's start with because Monica is least.
Because he's an ugly man with money.
Steve is fine, and we pick him.
So now, yeah, next question.
You told me the other day my legs were bowlegged.
No. Your hamstring is bowlegged.
That you pulled in the race.
Good one, Steve. That's what's bowlegged. Okay, can I move on quickly?
Please, Carla.
Come on, Carla.
Okay, so now here's the thing. Kris Jenner, she tweeted night before last to deny stories published by People magazine. She's declared lies, lies, lies to the magazine that her and Kanye had a fight and that Kris is squashing that. She says it's not true. She's not true. They're saying that Kanye seems to be on edge and he's very hard to deal with. But Kris tweeted, nope, not true. Meanwhile, Kim, she is launching her new perfume, and the bottle is inspired and it's shaped like her curves of her body. And she tweeted out naked body pictures. Did you guys
see that? Yeah, I'm looking at that right now.
Yeah. Do you see it? So KKW.
Tweeted or Instagram?
Look at your text.
She tweeted.
Look at your text.
She tweeted. I just showed them to you. Take a look.
You see that, huh?
So the perfume is launching on April 30th, and it's called KKW Body Launch, and that is Kim's perfume. And again, the bottle is shaped like her body, her curves, and that was the inspiration. And did you guys see Kourtney Kardashian? She was on Capitol Hill. She talked to Congress.
Saw that.
She talked about cosmetic safety and all of that. So the Kardashians are doing it big. And quickly on the Braxtons, we will see what's going on with Vincent. The lawsuit, they're trying to sue him over the theme song of the show, and we'll see what happens at Miss Evelyn's birthday party. That is Reality Update. You want to respond? Hit me up on Lips by Carla. We'll be back at 20 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Now, this, guys, is according to TMZ. Stormy Daniels is back, and business is booming.
All right, let's get
booming.
Naked.
Boom. And the proof is in the porn pudding, shall we say.
What? We on trial right now. Don't do that.
Stormy just released her first new movie since the Trump scandal broke. It's called Stormy's Secret. Stormy's Secret, in which she plays a writer looking to get those creative juices going. Spoiler alert, she succeeds. She gets the juices going. She gets the juices going, okay? The teaser clip has already racked up more than 150,000 views in the 2 days it's been live. Daniel says that she never stopped working in porn, but had to take a break from on-camera work due to a back injury suffered in a riding
A riding accident. Oh, hell yeah.
I threw my back out 4 times, right?
Or trying to ride.
Yeah, so she suffered a back injury and a riding accident.
Is that on tape? I'd like it. And what,
excuse me? Pardon me?
Was Trump in the riding accident?
It doesn't mention him.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
well,
but
business is good for her.
Yeah, and she said she never stopped working in porn, but she did have to take a break from on-camera work because of her riding accident when she injured her back.
I understand it totally.
Excuse me, tell me your...
I understand it totally when you're trying to work like that. Y'all ain't been under the pressure of a camera working like that, sexy and naked and glistening with all. You ain't never had that kind of problem. You understand?
So are you talking about your private or preferred?
Act 2, scene 1, everybody on set. Let's go. All right.
What now?
I'm trying to figure out if this is his personal or professional life he's choosing to share with us at this
Tommy,
moment.
Tommy, a porn star?
I'm trying to figure it out, Junior.
Junior, I can go other ways. I can do that.
Well, what you going to be on, Little Women of Atlanta?
That's not a porn show. That's a regular reality.
Regular.
On there breaking back, Steve.
Yeah. Little breaking back.
Little porn women of Atlanta.
Yeah. That's what you on there doing.
My show will be breaking bad ass.
All these outlets and sockets and tree plants in the background.
Oh, God. Well, anyway, look out for Stormy's Secret, okay?
When does it come out, Sherry? Did they say?
She just released it.
Yeah, you got to check out the trailer, Junior.
Okay.
Yeah, she plays a writer. Yeah. Writer.
What movie theater is it?
As in pen and paper. She's owed an apology. That's according to the father of the woman arrested at the Alabama Waffle House in Saraland. over the weekend. We talked about this story yesterday. A day after bailing his stepdaughter out, Lamar Howard told ABC News that he's proud of his daughter's restraint, and had he been with her, he wouldn't have been able to control his emotions. Shakisha Clemens, 25, who goes by Kiki, sat down near the front of the restaurant and is then shown on video that was shot by her friend, being aggressively taken to the ground by two Saraland police officers who pulled on her clothing and exposed her breasts. Remember this. Right. Clemens' father said that his daughter had dined at the establishment a week before and she was given plastic utensils for free. She's owed an apology, just like the two men in the Starbucks.
Okay, hold up, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
He said dined at the
establishment. I know. I knew you were going to say something about that. Okay. Yeah.
We talking about Waffle House.
Okay. Yes, Waffle House.
You just eat there. You don't really dine.
Dine at the establishment.
No, they dine.
It's not a dining experience.
No.
But they dine.
You went in there and got something to eat.
Yeah.
That's it.
More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show wants to give you a chance to win one of four trips for two to the 2018 Essence Festival, presented by Coca-Cola in New Orleans, July 5th through the 8th. You can listen for the daily keyword, then go online for your chance to win. One winner will be selected each day. Drum roll, Kat, I need one right here, please. Today's keyword is music.
Music.
That's right, M-U-S-I-C, music.
Music.
Enter and get rules. Visit SteveHarveyFM.com, okay? And good luck, everybody. In entertainment news, they did it. Yes, they did. Congratulations are in order for Derek Fisher and former Basketball Wives L.A. star Gloria Govan. After 3 years together, Derek popped the question, and she said yes. Yes, yes, yes. Apparently, Derek got down on one knee on April 7th, but they just posted the pictures of the engagement on the gram. The romantic proposal happened at their L.A. home. He had Gloria's friend take her out for the day while he decorated the house. Once she returned, she was surrounded by candles, flowers, and their kids. As you know, of course, Gloria was previously married to Derek's ex-teammate, Matt Barnes.
Now,
this is a great part, guys. The two have become, you know, pretty friendly, you know, because they had some public fights. They had some public...
Who came really friendly?
Matt Barnes
and Fisher?
Yes. They're on the same page now.
Wow.
Matt even congratulated the couple. He said that he's focused on co-parenting. You know, he and Gloria still have to co-parent their kids. And he says the kids love Derek. So there you go. Could you do it, Steve Harvey? Let's go.
Mm. Could I do what?
Be friends.
Out of that ass whoop.
Yeah, you know everything that went down with Matt Barnes and Derek Fisher. Matt Barnes.
Well, I mean, you know, I've spoken with Matt Barnes before. I know D. Fish. They're good brothers, man. They're good brothers. You know, I don't really know how it all transpired, but both of them good dudes. You know, as long as them kids get taken care of.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not what I asked you.
You're trying to do too much.
What'd you ask me, Sharon?
I asked you, could you do it? Could you be friends?
No.
See?
No, I'm not friends with no damn body. No. See, once we fight as adults, it's eternal enemies.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something else, too.
What?
I don't co-parent either.
What do you mean?
Well,
you
don't do nothing.
Sometimes you have to do that. Now. Come on.
I'm telling you what I don't do.
Yeah, don't show up at my baby game. That's what he's saying.
I'm just telling you
what
I don't do.
The babies have two parents now. You got to find a way to work around that.
That you got to do, baby.
Hey, it ain't no problem. And hey, listen to me. Y'all do it any way y'all want to.
Well, they have another parent, so it has to.
What?
You got one daddy over here, and I'm it. Now I'm co-parent. Now you can do whatever y'all want to. Hey, look here. I ain't that good a Christian. Don't ask me about these co-parenting issues. I had way too many issues with exes.
I was really asking you, could you be friends? Like,
no, I'm not
Matt
friends.
And,
I'm not
Derek.
Co-parenting. I think co-parenting is excellent because you got to do what's best for the kids.
Absolutely.
I think it's excellent. I don't co-parent.
So crazy.
Because I can't.
You can. You choose not
when
to.
You think of the children first and their needs, you can do it.
Now, but his ass should have been thinking about him, too. You know.
stupid.
All right, coming up, our last break of the day and Steve's closing remarks right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, last break of the day, guys. It's been a pretty fun, crazy, crazy ignorant day on this crazy ignorant show. A lot of fun today. But, Steve, now it's time to get a little serious and so we can learn ourselves something.
I just want to encourage people to do something really, really simple today. And I think this is something that most people would agree to want. It's really this simple. Everybody should want more for your life. I'm talking about your life right there, the one that you have. You should want more for your life. You should never allow yourself to become complacent. Now, I want you to understand something. Some people get complacency confused with they don't want to seem ungrateful. Once again, some people get complacency confused with not wanting to appear ungrateful. Well, I don't want to keep asking God for nothing because I don't want him to think I ain't grateful for what I have. Well, thank him for it then. That's really simple. Simply thank God for what you have. That's the gratitude. But then it's still okay to want more for your life. Here's the good news. God actually wants you to have more for your life. God is really looking for people to show off. He really is. I happen to raise my hand all the time and volunteer. I do. I just say, God, pick me. Come on, do me. Use me. Show me. Now, that doesn't mean I'm perfect. I'm far from it. But I do want God's blessings to be able to flow through me. So I keep an open channel in my life for that stuff to flow through. First of all, I want more. That's the beginning of getting it. Then I have the good sense to ask him for more. You have not because you ask not. Well, I happen to be a big asker of stuff. So now I want more. I ask for more. Now here's the trick to asking for more and wanting more. You have got to be willing to do more. Uh-oh. Now, you got to do more. Now, that's the one thing that stops so many people from having and wanting more for their life. If God will give you blessings and God will increase your measure in life. If God comes to give you life and give you life more abundantly, if he's promised to do that for you, and what you have to do in return is you have to be willing to do more. See, you can't get more without doing more. Convenience is built through inconvenience. You can stop wanting what you see everybody else with, and you ain't willing to do what everybody else did to get it. Quit looking at Oprah's pile over there if you ain't willing to do what Oprah did, which the average person is not, because the average person wants to be comfortable. And you can't be successful and stay comfortable. I was interviewing a wrestler on my show yesterday, Dave Bautista. Great story, man. This cat was really out of it. Really, really fascinating story he had. And we were talking, and he was talking about living outside your comfort zone. And I told him one of the things that I've had to learn how to do in order to become successful is I've had to become comfortable with being uncomfortable. He said, wow, wow, that's a great way to put it, Steve. I have learned how to be comfortable while I'm uncomfortable. Because in order to get successful, you have to be uncomfortable. You have to do things that you don't feel like doing all the time. You have to show up when you don't want to show up. You have to be there when you feel like being somewhere else. You have to say yes a lot of times when you really want to just say no. That's where you at, man. That's how you become successful. But you can't keep asking God for more and you ain't willing to do more. It doesn't make any sense. It cannot happen that way, folks. So come on. I want you to want more for your life. But there's a scripture that backs that up too. It said, to whom much is given, much is required. Now, if you don't want the requirements, then he gonna have to pull up on the giving. Mm. But if you want the giving, know that here come the requirements. So one more time, if you don't want the requirements, he gonna have to pull up on the giving. Do not be the one who blocks your own blessings. Want more for your life and be willing to do the things to accept and receive more. It's just discipline. It's just some more work. But if you just cut out some of the BS, man, just cut out some of the happy hours. Just cut out some of the drinking. You can't smoke one every day, dog. You can't go to all the clubs. So, man, you're just going to run all the women. That's what you're going to do. All of them. I got news for you, man. You can't be successful. Now. You can't.
Drop it.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.